This is a Fox News alert. A deadly shooting at a Texas elementary school. I'm Lisa Brady. Police are about to give an update in Uvalde, that is west of San Antonio. But we've just had word from the Texas governor, who's now reporting 14 students and one teacher killed.
Apparently, what we're hearing from law enforcement sources is this started with a shooting away from the school. The shooter then went into the school, and that is when this shooting first took place.
That's Fox's Bill Malusian in Texas. There have been conflicting reports on the number of deaths and injuries, but again, the Texas governor is now saying 15 people were killed today at this shooting involving an elementary school in Uvalde. That's west of San Antonio. 14 students and one teacher dead, but we are awaiting confirmation of the details from police. The gunman is also dead. The suspect in Sunday's deadly subway shooting in New York City is now in custody, and he's been arrested before more than a dozen times.
The violence on the Q train last Sunday morning was committed by another repeat offender who was given every leeway by the criminal justice system. We cannot and will not stand for it.
Police Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell appealing again for judges to be allowed to consider danger when setting bail. A family lawyer says the suspect, Andrew Abdullah, has mental health issues. He is facing charges in the death of Daniel Enriquez, who was on his way to brunch with his family when he was shot. Just under 2 hours left to vote now in Georgia, one of five states that have primaries or runoff elections today. In Georgia, one of the most closely watched races in the country is the governor's race. Republican incumbent Brian Kemp facing several challengers, including former Senator David Perdue. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
More crowded primaries in Alabama and Arkansas.
GOP Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks is the big name in the Republican race to succeed retiring Senator Richard Shelby. Brooks had Donald Trump's endorsement, but that was pulled after Brooks urged the former president to move on from 2020. This means Brooks' 5th District House seat is up for grabs. In Arkansas, Republican John Boozman seeks a third 6-year Senate term. He does face a primary. Three political newcomers face off on the Democratic side.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Arkansas's Republican governor is term limited. Former Trump press secretary Sarah Sanders in that race. The Oscar winner banned from the Oscars over what happened at this year's ceremony is speaking out on a Netflix show, but not about the incident, because of the timing.
Season 4 of David Letterman's My Next Guest Needs No Introduction features Will Smith, in which the actor talks about his childhood and watching his mother get beat up by his father.
I've always thought of myself as a coward. When I was, 9 years old, I saw my father beat up my mother and I didn't do anything. And that just left a traumatic impression of myself as a coward.
Smith does not talk about the Oscar slap because the interview was filmed prior to the ceremony. Smith also spoke about defending his family. He said protection and safety is an illusion. And the actor even gave Letterman boxing tips. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Recapping the awful story out of Uvalde, Texas, west of San Antonio, the governor, Greg Abbott, says 15 people, 14 students and a teacher, were killed in a shooting at Robb Elementary School today. The suspected shooter, an 18-year-old man, also died and believed to have been killed by responding officers, still awaiting a briefing from police. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.